to you. Hi, this is Bill Bellman. As you may have guessed, at least if you didn't guess that, I don't know what to say. Anyway, welcome. Welcome to our December time together. And I am, like, super excited. In welcoming you, it occurred to me just a little bit ago, it would be a wonderful thing for me to wish you a very beautiful, sacred, blessed, wonderful holiday season. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, you know, what is it about this season? And for me, it's that that somehow I think we all take a little, not necessarily time out, but a little internal focus, and we just let love kind of move to the fore. And so I noticed that whether you're from a particular tradition that celebrates a particular feast or whatever, or whether there's no tradition at all, somehow we get to the end of the year, and not just in terms of reflection back on the year, but just in terms of reflection on, you know, what's life about, and what is our life about. I don't know, love seems to just jump from the back burner to the front burner, and so I feel like saying, you know, love is in the air, and I just wish you just a wonderful experience of that for this year. And also, second little announcement for any of you who are or have been affected by these storms that are going around the United States, at least, and in some other parts of the world, I just want to let you know that all of our loving support is right there with you. So, you know, please feel our love and our strength right there. And I think my last little welcoming experience is to thank Donna for, on the web, for those of you who are on the web, putting these wonderful photos up as background expressions of whatever the words are about. And speaking of Donna, hey, Donna, would you like to say hi to us?
I would. I'd just love to say hello to everyone and wish you a wonderful December and a wonderful Christmas and a blessed New Year. And because we won't talk to you until all those things are in action. So thank you for letting us be with you tonight.
Beautiful, Donna. Thank you very, very, very much. Gee, that makes it sound like it's so far away. We won't see you till next year. Oh, my God. What will we do? Anyway, so just a quick little reminder that I notice I do almost every time now, that this hour together, to me, is I'm going to use lots of spiritual language. It's a really, really sacred hour together, and it's, as we know, it's not so much about us coming here to be taught or to fill our mind with information. Maybe a little bit of that happens, but we're here to be touched. We're here to be inspired. We're here to be kind of just moved internally in very soft, sweet ways. We're here to show up to the magic of life and to the grace that just loves to pour itself abundantly into our hearts, into our bodies, into our souls. And lately, I've been thinking, you know, it's always a dangerous thing when I think, which is why I try not to do it too often, actually. But lately I've just been thinking, you know, it seems like maybe all of creation, and I'm going to actually get around to saying some things in a bit, but this, what I'm about to say now, relates to what I had planned to talk about, that all of creation is this major excuse for just a blessing, just for kind of limitless, endless, ongoing, every day, every moment, call it blessing, call it the abundance of gifts that are present in the energy field, present in the consciousness arena, present in the light field, present in our bodies, present everywhere. And if I'm at all right about that, if there's any accuracy to that perception and interpretation on my part, I just want to say at the end of this year, and Donna's comment made me think about this, I really wish that for you. I mean, really that for you individually, as well as for all of us who are here. And when I say I wish that, I'm not much of a prayer, if you will. I'm not much of someone who reaches up and asks for things simply because I feel like I'm kind of there where all things are happening anyway. But if I were, and if I were in that mode of asking or requesting, that would be it, that every minute of your life is just filled with what I believe creation is all about filling us with all the time. So that leads me to maybe the last hour or so of my life, which would happen to be this afternoon, about an hour or so before we came together here. So I sat down like I usually do, and I just sit down and I just connect with the souls of all of those, with the inspirational center of all of those who are going to be present here on this call, on this this gathering. And what I do is I just open to getting a sense of what is it that you want, or what is it that you're reaching for as background music through the words. Because we all know the words are they're a little important, but they're simply a conduit for something else. Maybe that's something that I was talking about. So I did that, and I four words just jumped into my mind: love's power to create. And so it was interesting. I out of that came my loving wish for a marvelous end of year time for you. But I sat there for that hour and just being with what I want to call the spirit of love, but especially the spirit of love's power to create. And it feels to me like we're in some way, whether consciously or not, reaching out to, or reaching maybe deep within ourselves to find that treasure chest of powerful, powerful, powerful love. Our focus today, the endless capacity of love to accomplish anything, to do anything, to express anything, to create anything, leads me to say that the spirit of love is here. I don't know if you remember any old Elvis fans. I've been an Elvis fan since I was 15, which was, believe it or not, to show you how long I've been around. That was about the time Elvis jumped into the world in terms of his popularity. Anyway, after he died, there was the saying, "Elvis is in the house." You know, that was after Elvis still lives. Elvis is in the house. So I want to shift that a little bit. Yes, I know you're snickering and you're saying, "Oh, Bill, get real," but it doesn't get any more real than Elvis, except with the spirit of love. And so I want to say the spirit of love is in the house, and the spirit of love is right here. So I want to invite us just to, sit back, just let go, just relax, and just let allow the spirit of love to take over this hour, to take over these airways, to take over your heart, to take over the process of inspiring us, of touching us, of moving us, of maybe coming alive within us in maybe a new, slightly new way. Maybe at the core of us we're reaching out for the power of love to create, simply because something deep in us, I'm going to say source of wisdom deep in us, is in effect saying, yeah, let's make this end of the year time, this doorway into 2014, let's make that about a whole new creation. And if not a whole new creation, let's make it about a more powerful creation. Let's make it about giving love the permission, the right to take over and be in the driver's seat, if you will, to stand at the helm, at the steering wheel, at the control panel of ourself, of our life, of our relationships, of our everything, and let that power of love created. And I say that because so often, of course, we all know it, so often we try really hard, and I'm not putting down personal effort by any means, But we try so hard. We try this, we try that. And what's that old saying in advertisement? You know, you've tried the rest, now try the best. And I think we try humanly to do so many things. We have so many practices, and we have focuses and goals and steps toward those goals and all of that. And again, those are powerful. Those are wonderful. And yet it just seems like there's a deeper, fuller power. And of course, I know in some ways we do come to Earth, we do incarnate as human beings in order to play in the power and the love and the light and the mystery and the magnitude and the wonder and the capacity of our human self, our human energy, our human mind, our human everything to do things, to make things happen. And yet there's a power behind that throne. There's a force in the underbelly of all of those, which is a tremendous spiritual force. It's a huge existential force. It's a remarkable earth force. It's an amazing empowered mystic force that I just want to call love. I just want to call it love. And so in that sense, I feel like our whole creation, everything that you can imagine having been created, being created, still yet to be created, is, was, will be conceived. Just like when we're birthed, where that comes from, our being conceived, there's a moment of conception. All of creation was conceived in love. Just like, in so much in our dramas, whether movie dramas or book dramas, there's that whole theme about being conceived in love, and somehow if we're not conceived in love, somehow we feel like we got cheated in some way. So we want love to be at the very point of the Big Bang of our existence. We somehow, it subconsciously, unconsciously, we look for love to be the dynamic force that gave life to us. And gives life to us every minute, and will give life to us tomorrow and the next day. And so I feel like, I perceive that, it's been shown to me by life itself, by creation, that everything is conceived in love. That's what this creation is about. Other universes might be different. Other planets around other suns might be created in a whole different way. But I don't know, this one, this solar system, this Earth, This three-dimensional arena, this duality that we live in, to me, is all about love. So let's look together. Let's look inside ourselves, or look inside the earth, or look inside whatever facet of creation just reaches out to you, and let's find love. So for some reason, in that hour before this time, I opened a book, and I found a couple quotes. Would you believe? I know, it's amazing. The first quote is from a book called Writing Our Story with Love, and unfortunately I do not have the author. It says this, I think it's three sentences. To live in love is to be alive again. And if I could just comment on that, when we're in love, when love is alive in us, we feel alive. Love is the biggest life giver that we've got. So to live in love is to be alive again. It is to return to your integrity, to what you were before knowledge. That is, before our minds even began to develop. Last sentence, when you recover integrity, you always follow love. So love is that central. It's that fundamental, that foundational, that radical, radical meaning roots, root system. And then I have a quote by a fellow some of you may have heard of. His name is Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Anybody ever hear of him? I think maybe a couple of you have. Anyway, it says this, it is what we do with our hearts that affects others most deeply. And then he's got another short sentence. We love from heart to heart. We love from heart to heart. And my sense is We do that all the time, whether we know it or not. I watch just because I tend to see the energies that connect us. I notice that. I notice in stores. I notice walking down the street. People even technically ignoring each other. They don't visually see each other, but I watch the energetic connection just as people walk by each other, and I see it heart to heart. There's this little heart blessing that moves from person to person. I've watched it with couples back in the good old days when I used to do some marriage and relationship counseling, and not successfully very much, I would admit, but anyway, I used to do it. I get some credit for that. And I used to notice even when people were yelling at each other and hating each other and so frustrated by each other that the words were often mean, but the heart connection, the energy words through the heart were always very loving. And I was just mystified by that right after I first started seeing those things until I started realizing, you know, everything about us is love. Even when we're angry at someone, you may not feel this, but to me, that's a form of love. It's maybe verbally or in my mind, I'm so pissed at that person, I can't really feel it as pure love, but it's the best version of love I can come up with at that moment. So, let me say it this way. This is a quote. I love you. I love you. Quote, unquote, how often have you heard those words, heard them in your own mind as you hear yourself energetically expressing yourself to someone else, heard them expressed in words by you, by somebody close to you, spoken to you, heard them in song, you know, seen them at the end of a letter. They're all over the place. They're splashed all over. I love you. Let's just be with those three words for just a minute. I love you. And maybe experience those words right now as love itself. Love itself. Speaking them. I remember a person, I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but a person who was just feeling, I don't know, he was maybe in his 50s, he came to see me, and he was just still bitterly, bitterly feeling wounded, terribly wounded by the lack of love that he received from his parents and specifically his mother. And had been through, I think he called it failed marriages and disappointing relationships. And he could never quite find, I apologize for the sexist tone of this, he said he could never quite find the perfect woman. But by that, he meant the woman who could somehow love him. And then the subtext of that, as I pointed out to him, was, you know, it looks like you're just really using women to love you, to give you what you never felt you got, so that you could feel somehow relieved of your pain, of your wound, and you could feel okay about yourself. Well, he really didn't care for my use of the word using, because he truly perceived himself as genuinely loving them. But then we talked about that, and I said, but you know, look, I'll tell you what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you're loving in order to be loved. And I'm not suggesting that the way you're loving isn't genuine, but I'm suggesting that, I said it a terrible way. I'm suggesting that you're also a con artist. And I was not mean in those remarks, but I felt needed to wake him up to what it seemed like he was doing. And after a bit of back and forth resistance kind of stuff, he got it. He really got it, and he said, oh, my God, that's right, I am, and it is genuine, my love, but I am using them. So we talked more and more and more, and we both agreed that it seemed like everything he was doing, giving it his best human shot at love, making, love creating, and love getting wasn't doing it. Because literally he felt like he wasn't any farther along at 50 or 50-something than he was at 20-something or 18-something. So I said, what would it be like, do you think, if just love loved you? Well, as you can imagine, that didn't go over so well. It was too vague. It was too abstract. And this was a very hands-on, tangible kind of a guy, which is why I needed to be super direct with him in my language. Nuances were lost on him pretty much. So I repeated it again, talked about it from three or four angles, and I said, after he said, you know, I still don't get it, I said, well, let's just do something. Let's just maybe have an experience. And so I just asked him to sit back, and I said, I'm just going to invite the spirit of love, which is really what you've been looking for. You've been looking in the form of to be loved by someone. You've been looking for love to occupy your inner space. You've been looking for love to awaken your heart. You've been looking for love or to love to come alive in your growing, come alive in your body, come alive in your everything. And so I said, let's just try that. So he sat back and I don't know, the whole thing took 10, 15 minutes. And at the end he said, wow. I don't know what that was, but something's there now that wasn't there. And his tone, his whole tone was different, and we talked about it a bit, and after a little talk, he said, you know, it does seem like love. And no, my tone just shifted. My tone went from kind of pushy to just really soft. So he was going to come back in a few months, and I said, why don't you just kind of sit with that every day, see what it is, kind of connect with it, and just see what that love that's in there wants to do, what it wants to say. So he did. He came back a few months later, and it was a wonderful deal. And shortly after that, he started having very different kind of relationships. So I didn't mean to go on with the story so much, but if we look at ourselves through the lens of love, and if we open ourselves to letting love fill everything we see when we look through those lenses, for example, if we look at our body through the lens of love, of course, our love or the love, let me go back to the same thing as with the story, the spirit of love, the presence of love, the reality of love, the phenomenon that is love that fills this whole creation. If you look at your body, just as one example, through that lens, and you let love influence what you see and influence how you see it, then you start seeing love in that body. And I know if I go back to my friend, the person that came to me, he was so busy looking to a woman, looking to a person outside of himself for love, that he forgot the power behind the throne. He forgot the underbelly of that male-female or person-to-person love. And the underbelly of that, if I may use that word, is wow. There's the power of love itself. And just like that old psychological saying that says, you know, I'll believe it when I see it, and then changes that to I'll see it when I believe it, meaning that oftentimes we can't see something until we put our focus on it. And so often we can't see, experience just pure, powerful, enormous, amazing love until we maybe take our focus somewhat off of the ways we're trying to get love, or the ways we're trying, the places we're searching for love. So just for these moments, if it feels right to you, let's just let go into love. Let's just fall in love. Let's just invite the lens of love to be there for us to look through whether it's into our body, where we see love moving the blood through our blood vessels. We see love being the force that keeps that heart beating and pounding. We see love as the force that brings the air, the prana, the chi, through our nostrils, down into our lungs, through that into our body, into our minds, into our brains. Whatever it may be, love is in the air. Love is in our body. Love's everywhere. It's in our mind. And if we look into our mind through the lens of love, if we just let love guide our experience of that mind, that body, that energy field, that job we're in, that family we're with, those parents we were born into, any moment, any circumstance, if we just let love, the spirit of love, the presence of love, the power of love, the amazingness of love, the singular force of all creation that is everywhere and can be. And to me, this is the big moment, the big announcement of our time together this evening, that love can be as powerfully, powerfully creative as anything. And perhaps a lot more so. If we just give love a chance, just let go into, give over our remarkable self to the very love that gave birth to us. Sometimes I sit back in relation to myself, because you know me, I'm just self-absorbed, I just think of myself, I don't care about anybody else. So sometimes I just sit back and I just kind of watch what thoughts flow through my mind. I don't attach to them, I just kind of watch the movie, if you will. You know, sometimes if there's nothing good on TV, it's a worthwhile substitute. So try it at your own risk. Anyway, so I sit back and sometimes, I don't know why it happens, I just kind of watch this picture, maybe every few months, this picture just flows through. It's the picture of me being, taking human form, me being conceived, if you will, the spirit, the soul of me, making this entrance, walking through the doorway from multidimensionality into three-dimensionality, into what was my mother's body, and watching pure love give birth to me, regardless of circumstances, regardless of the quality of love, the depth of love, the capacity of love of the woman who was my mother, the man who was my father. For some reason, looking at it through the lens of love, that doesn't seem to matter anymore. I don't know why, it just doesn't seem to. And so that thought goes by there, and all of a sudden, it's not just a visual. It's not just a thought. It's not just an image. It becomes a feeling. It becomes a, oh my God, look at that. To be conceived in love, as every one of us was, that sacred, sacred moment of conception. And again, the moment we tend to celebrate with a little more focus, that moment of birth. And then I look at it sometimes in terms of birthdays. If you raise the philosophical question, why is it that we celebrate birthdays? I mean, we could celebrate half birthdays. We could celebrate. We just create a one big day a year for everybody and say we're glad you're alive. We could call it Aliveness Day or something. But I think we celebrate birthdays as a way, maybe unconsciously, as a way of saying, look at the miracle baby that you were. Look at the grand gift you were to us. Look at this sacred act of creation that happened. And then I'll go a little further. In myself, you know, self-absorbed, I look deep within. I look into my body. I look into, I'll just stick with body for a second, and through the lens of love, I look and if this is a little tough for any of us, just kind of play let's pretend. So pretend that you're looking through the lens of love, and pretend that what you see, which is what I do see, is that love is guiding every itsy-bitsy little movement of a muscle. In every chakra of my being, it's love that stirs the emotional energy of my solar plexus. It's love that awakens the power and the creativity of my throat center. It's love that lets me see things through that third eye that I would never see through my two three-dimensional eyes, if you will. It's love that does everything, the power behind the throne. So, what I'd love to do is invite us to tap into love's immense presence. And now I'm just going to make a little shift. Tap into love's enormous power. Love's enormous power. Love's enormous power was big enough, strong enough to conceive you from spirit into matter, from divine into human, from heavenly into earthly. It was powerful enough to create you as a being of light, and to have that light just be the vibrant force of your whole being. That love was powerful enough to give you a brain and a mind that is, I don't know if endless, but let's say almost endless in your creativity, in your imagination, in your capacity to interrelate concepts and ideas, to take anything and to create it anew into something else. The remarkable, magical you was all created by love. And in this moment, if it's appropriate, if it's right for you and me, in this moment, that love can do something just as miraculous. I don't know why it is, but just about every day, maybe a break here or there, I witness that. I witness that with person A, person B, person C. I witness love in action, and I witness what I feel good calling miracles happening. Watching love just awaken itself within someone, just like with my friend that came to see me, and we just helped love awaken itself within him, and over the next year or so, totally transform his whole life, giving him the very gift that he felt like he was missing. So if for any of us it feels like there's a missing piece, or a piece that's kind of weakly on the back burner, W-E, how do you spell that? W-E-A-K-L-Y, on the back burner instead of strongly on the front burner. Love can bring that alive. If there's a confusion, a lack of an aha or an awareness or a knowing that's there, love can somehow magically like spring that into our clarity. If there's a pain that just won't go away, if we A, look at it through the lens of love, B, look at love in the middle of it, and see, just let love have at it, there's no telling what could happen. Again, at the risk of repeating, and I apologize for it, we so often work hard at our healing, our awakening, our transformation, our growth, our expansion, our deepening, our empowerment, and on and on and on. When it occurs to me, and again, I'm absolutely not negating the beauty of that work, but it seems to me that at least equal to that there is love's way. Love's way. And love is not just a beautiful, sweet, soft feeling of, ah, and it is that. But love is also the power of the Big Bang. Love is also the power that moves storms together and to move through the landscape and over the ocean. Love is the power that, if harnessed, it's a funny word, if harnessed, if tapped into, if felt, if connected to, and if we're one with it, can, and the more we're one with it, will be that miracle creator. Unleash its creative juice. Give us its tremendous oomph. Let loose with its immense power. Which power, which oomph, which juice is the most powerful force, I believe, in this creation? And yes, I know many of you reach outside of creation. You find bigger powers, if you will. The power of the divine, the power of the quantum, the power of light. And yet, light created love as the tangible, experienceable power that's ours. So if I may, just in the next several moments, let my words be background music, because love is in the house. Love is in your house. Love is here as a presence. It's here as a juice. And today, at this end of the year, at this season of love, at this doorway, passageway into the next year's possibilities, love is in your house. And my words are just going to be in the back, and love is about to take over. Again, if you feel like it, if it feels like it's just what your deepest truth invites you to right now, just let go into love. And let love call the shots. If I were the voice of love, and feel free to listen to or not these words, if I were the voice of love, I would say those same three words that we spoke here together just a little while ago. I love you. Everything that you are is me. Yes, I know you took on a mindset that doesn't have that focus, or rarely has that focus, but I am everything that you are. I am your body. I am your soul. I am your earthy primal self. I am the dirt beneath your feet. I am the wind in your sails. I am the primal juice of your reptilian mammalian brain. I am the wonder of your spirit. I am the midnight twinkle of the stars that you look out and see. I am the breath of fresh air that you are breathing in right now. Yes, I am everything that you are. And as in Halloween, I dress up in different outfits. I dress up as a body that seems to be a little separate from who you perceive yourself to be. I dress up as an energy that might perhaps seem too too sensitive, too weak. I dress up as an illness that might perhaps seem unfair. Yes, I dress up, but I do so as love. So notice any aspect of yourself right now that has captured your attention. And notice me there, because love is in the house. I am really here, and I'm about to express. I'm about, as Bill said earlier, to unleash my creative power. I'm about to awaken something or create something. Or heal something, empower something. I'm about to bring about an intuitive knowing. I'm about to create a deeper space in your being so that at that level of depth you can find the answer you couldn't find anywhere else. I'm about to simply infuse love into you. Just like if you're watching a big performance on a stage and you notice from both sides of the stage this smoke coming, if you will. Just coming and filling the stage so that maybe all you see is the upper part of the actors, because it starts and it just fills the whole stage. And so I'm about to launch me, love, into your whole stage, your whole body, mind, emotion, spirit, your whole united self. And I'm about to do that not because I owe it to you, and as worthy as you are, not really because you deserve it, but simply because everything on this planet, everything in this dimension is about me. And because you can't be complete, fulfilled, free until you're filled with me. Because I, love, didn't just give birth to all of this creation. I am all of this creation. And I am the creation of you. And built into me is the fulfillment of the dream, the Maya, the illusion, the reality that is creation, including you. So I am in your house. And these words, while spoken very directly to your mind, are truly and really spoken deeply, penetratingly, softly but powerfully into your entire being. I am the power of love, and I am here taking a radical step into your entire being. And in and with that step right now, I am unearthing the platform that has been there in you so as to infuse that platform with love. With me, but not just with soft love, but with powerful love, with grounded love, with profound love, with gigantic, can do, can accomplish anything love. And as I do that, I take that platform that I unearthed, and having filled it with love, I now place that platform back onto your ground as your foundation, so that every time you visit that platform, every time you ground in that depth of you, you find me. And now, I take a next step into your heart that is already majorly open, already flowing with, even filled with love. And I magnify that any number of times over. Because as you know, my love never ends. And as I'm magnifying that love in your heart image, imagine with me what your heart would be like and what your heart would do if your heart were totally plugged into the richness of pure, powerful, enormous love, and knew, if your heart knew that that love would never leave you, never diminish, never run out, is always there and is the most powerful force in the world, what would that look like? And we are taking that bold step now. And finally, I'm, with this focus, taking a bold step into your mind, simply because it's our minds that get preoccupied with another version of truth. It's our minds that forget that I, love, am always in the house of your mind. I'm always in the background, stirring, moving, not just creating particular thoughts, but literally loving you, loving your mind, loving your thoughts. And so as I now step into your mind, I awaken in your mind right now. That awareness, that freedom, that space or spaciousness, that capacity, that endless wonder-filled mystery that somehow has the answers, that somehow knows the truth, that somehow is on the in track of the meaning of life. I, pure love, love you. And as we end and complete these sacred moments together, I will never leave you. I can't, because it's my nature to be everywhere and to be you. I will remain in the house. Thank you. And I, Bill, thank you all so very much. I would love in just a minute to have us have a little sharing time. If there's anybody on the phone or on the web who would like to or feel moved to just share anything, I would be honored, we would be honored to have you do exactly that. This is, as we know from other times, if you were here before, this is not a time to ask questions so much, because this is our inspirational time and we don't want to fully take it up into the mind and cognize it too much. But if anybody would like to share anything, oh yes, I need to tell you how to do that. Those of you who are on the phone, let's see, what does it say? If you would press *2, that gives me a little clue that, according to the lingo here, that you've got your hand raised, and then I can call on you. And if you happen to be on the web, you've got that cute little box there that you could type in something, and then just push the little send button. So with that, if there's anybody on either of those who would like to do that, then we will go there. I am going to unmute somebody whose area code is 703, and if I could, I think you are on, so hi. Could you say hi to us?
Hi, Bill. This is Carol.
Well, Carol, hello. Hello. So good to hear from you. Thank you.
Yes. This was just what the doctor ordered, or the heart ordered, what you tonight. And although I could say much about much, the awareness that love is even behind the mind, in the middle of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm going down a really wrong road emotionally,
yeah,
that love is still there in the center of it, or accessible, and I really do have to go back and listen again to how clearly you expressed it. But it felt like a life raft that has always been there, but I somehow didn't know or didn't remember.
Yes, wow. Carol, those words really touched me. Thank you. I love the word life raft. And thank you. That was a beautiful, beautiful description. And it was a great message to all of us. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to the web a second and see if there's anything here. Hark! At the moment, there's not. So if either way on the web or on the phone, if you're on the phone, it's *2. And I'll just give that another little bit of time and see if there's anybody who'd like to express anything. Okay. You know, it's interesting. I'm getting the hang of this thing. If you recall the first couple times, I was not masterful about all this. I used to cut people off. And I am going to go to area code 727. I think I know who this is, but hi there. Could you say hi to us? Area code 727. Anybody there? 727 going once.
Hello.
Oh, yes. Hi there.
This is Frances.
Yes,
I realized how much, as I was listening to you, how much focus we put on what we do to feel the love.
Yeah.
rather than, I just was suddenly struck by how easy it is to just sit back and feel it. And I may, in the future, put more emphasis there than on what I do.
I love the way you just said that. That was delightful. Oh, yeah. I think you're so right. It's I don't know. It's just that we all sort of all feel like, well, we're here. This is a doing planet, so we do. Oh, that was beautifully said. Frances, thank you so much. I so appreciate
thank you, Bill.
That. Yes. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. And next, there is, all it says is Skype user, and that's area code 661, and I have just unmuted you. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. I can barely hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Oh, much better. Yes, thank you.
Right, well, this is Pauline.
Pauline,
and,
hello.
Hello from Japan.
Oh, how delightful. Thank you for being here.
Right, well, I'm trembling as I speak out, but I had to speak out and tell you that, you know, when I listen to you, this love that I've been so scared of,
yes.
It fills me, and you know, it's always been there, but it's been so hard to sort of allow it to be there. And what you said today is like I don't know, it's like a stream or a bathe in water. I'm not sure how to say this, but thank you, Bill. I'm on my path, you know, as I think you know, and it's step by step, Bill. But thank you anyway for everything I've received from the message about love.
Oh, my, Pauline, you have touched me with your words and, frankly, with your heart. And in regard to the step-by-step or the one-step-at-a-time approach you just mentioned, I just want to say I just really want to join my heart with yours and my love with yours and really just support you in spirit as you move on. And I, again, just a little commentary on what you said, that love is scary. It's the strangest thing. It's scary, I think, because of both experientially and just in all the other sort of mind center ways, we've learned to be afraid of it, and yet it's sort of, to use an old Christian word, it's like our very salvation. It's what we need. So thank you so much. I just loved what you said.
Thank you.
And we have. Another caller. I don't even have an area code. It just says anonymous. Let me just unmute you right now. And hello, anonymous. It's a lovely name. Are you there?
Hi, Bill. Is this coming through?
Yes, perfect.
Oh, hi. It's Carol in San Diego, Bill. Thank you so much.
Oh, hi, Carol. Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. Yes.
I was pretty kind of not feeling it so much. You know, when you kept addressing, you know, the thing about the power, love through the power, like seeing in the storm and in earth and all, I had this small sort of concept of love until I, you know, kind of listened to you a bit more tonight to get the sense that, yeah, it really is, you know, that it's everywhere. And I appreciate that because I've had a real, get it so deeply as I did tonight. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And I appreciate the way you put that into language for us too, and it just in a way I hadn't quite thought of before. I really get what you're saying. It's like, yeah, we do tend to have a smaller concept of it and not see it for all that it is. So thank you so much. That was beautifully said.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay. Yeah. You bet. What a pleasure. And I am going to zip to the web. We have a few things. One says, oh, how sweet. Thank you for your love and all the power that vibrates in it. And we have another one that says, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Finally, someone who agrees with me. Duh, of course love is all that exists. And this is all in capitals. I love love and bliss to you all, and that's to every one of us. That is just so delightful, and as you can imagine, that one comes from Hawaii. Isn't that just an interesting kind of coincidence? Anyway, and one more here that says, Bill, thank you so much for that beautiful meditation on love. I feel so peaceful and full. I feel that, in capitals, I am love. Yes, this is lovely, and in your word, precious. Much love to you, and I want to say from all of them and from me, much love to every one of us. So thank you. Oh, my goodness, I just looked at the clock. Would you believe we are out of time? How did that happen? Probably somebody just talked too long. I don't know who that would be. I don't think it could be me. But anyway, I guess at the end of this, first of all, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for, wow, not just everything that we've all expressed, but for the love that I felt, not just uniting us, but not just supporting us, but being us during this very wonderful time. So our next time together is a month from now. It happens to be Thursday, January 9th, 2014, and we will just celebrate the new year. Let's see, January 9th, you should be over your hangover, your New Year's hangover by about that time. So it'll be perfect timing, And you know what? I had a little note to myself here right up at the beginning that said, invite everybody to say hello. But did I remember it? No. Did I see it?
Hello.
No. But I am going to invite us all to say goodbye as soon as I figure out again how to do that. Yes, I am ready. Quick. I think we're ready. Everybody, at least on the phone and in spirit on the web, and also in spirit if you're coming here to tune into this call later. All ready to say goodbye? Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Good. Too good. Thank you. And I think that is it, truly a wonderful end-of-year holiday. May your weeks ahead be filled with enormous love. On behalf of Donna and me, who kind of do this love thing to a sickening deep level in our relationship in a way that, I don't know, just seems to be very, very alive in our lives, we share our hearts, we share our love with you. Each of you, all of you, and may that love and may love itself just carry you beautifully into this new year. We love you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.